Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Recently at my church, we had a guest speaker, Ted Powers, who is a church planner here in the United States for the PCA, particularly for the Midwest. It was a powerful message that he gave, and it was exactly what I needed to hear. You know, sometimes we can get so busy in ministry and running on this ministry treadmill, that I like to call it, that we lose sight of why we're actually running in the first place. So today I wanted to share some of it with you because it helped me so much to remind me of God's call and His purpose for my life to do what God wants me to do and to remind me that my whole life, my whole purpose in life is to be all about the gospel and to be just a simple servant serving in the Lord's harvest field, reaching people for Christ. The first thing that Ted Powers shared that morning in his message is that God's people need to have a vision for the harvest. In John 4:35, it's the story of Jesus' encounter with a Samaritan woman at the well, where Jesus says to his perplexed disciples, "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." We need to lift up our eyes and look and see a world all around us that needs to know Christ. And that includes right here where we are, in our community, in our state, in our region, and yes, even here in our own country, in America. You know, for many years, America has been known as a Christian nation. Now, whether that's true or not in the past, it is not true anymore. For decades, we have been witnessing the decline of Christianity in America. We see it all around us, in the media, in our culture, in our government, in our schools, in our community, and now even in our churches. In his message that day, Ted Powers shared some stunning stats that I want to share with you. He said the most recent census and other studies, they tell us that there are approximately 320 million people living in America, but approximately 225 to 250 million people do not go to church anywhere or at any time. America is now ranked as the third largest mission field in the world by sheer numbers, just behind China and India. Even here in the Midwest, what we call the heartland of America because of our so-called core values, there are 70 million people in this region, but 50 million people in this area in the Midwest do not go to church anywhere or any time either. The Midwest region by itself is now ranked 10th as the largest mission field in the world, also by its sheer numbers. But what about the state of the church in America? Are we really in decline? We all see it and sense it, but now through raw statistics, now we know that it is true. Back in 1900, we had 27 churches for every 10,000 people. By the 1950s, that number shrunk to 17 churches for every 10,000 people. By 2000, we had 11 churches for every 10,000 people. And now today in 2017, we have approximately 8 churches for every 10,000 people. In just one century, the church in America has drastically declined. Now, I know that these stats and statistics are depressing, but I need to share with you that they were actually an encouragement to me in a crazy way because it helped me to see the reality of why ministry here in America, even here in the Midwest region, is so hard. I've always heard growing up in the Midwest, because I'm actually from Ohio, that we live in the Bible Belt. But now through these stats, we can really see what is really going on. We don't live in the Bible Belt anymore. We live in what I call the Rust Buckle Belt, where the church is rusting away. The church is becoming lethargical, dying, and many church doors are closing. In many of our smaller churches here in the Midwest, we have an aging congregation with very few or even no young families with children and youth attending. Current research has shown that a growing church is a church that reaches out to children and ministers to young families as a high priority. George Barna, formerly of Barna Research, in his book on transforming children into spiritual champions, actually subtitles the front cover of his book, "Why Children Should Be Your Church's Number One Priority." Recently, we met a pastor whose church fit the description to the T of an older church with its doors about ready to close within a decade or less. But this new pastor has a heart for evangelism and wants to see his church reach out to the community all around them, especially in reaching the children for Christ. He met with our CEF staff, and they together formulated a plan to have their church host a Friday club this summer, but no children came. not one. However, the pastor was undaunted. Our CEF staff met with him, and they prayed together with him and for his church and the church's outreach to their community. The pastor shared with our staff that he and the elders of his church want to forge ahead and begin to build his church by reaching out to the children and families in their community by partnering together with Child Evangelism Fellowship to start an after-school Good News Club in their nearby school this fall to have a gospel presence there. Our CEF staff was absolutely thrilled because here is a pastor and the leaders of their church who not only see the handwriting on the wall for their church's future, but more importantly, they see they have a vision to see the harvest field all around them and the need to take the gospel to their community, beginning with taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the children and their families. We need to see that there is a mission field right here in the USA all around us that is just as important as reaching the world over there for Christ. In our mission's outreach to the world, God always wants both and never either or. We need to see that the need for the gospel here in America has never been greater. Statistics show that almost everywhere else in the world, the church is exploding. It's growing like crazy, but not here in America. China, for example, has over 200 million people in the church, dwarfing the church in America. Indonesia, which is the largest Muslim nation in the world, has a church of 40 million people. Africa has delighted missionologists, people who study missions and church growth patterns, calling what they're calling today the African Pentecost, because 16,000 people per day are coming to Christ in Africa. But that's nothing compared to what's going on in India right now, with 35,000 people per day are coming to Christ. As encouraging as these numbers are, there is still a whole world out there with millions and billions of people who need to hear the gospel and who need to know Christ. But the need for the gospel to come back to America again is great too. There is only one country in the whole world where the Church of Jesus Christ is shrinking compared to its growing population base, and that is right here in America, the USA. It's clear that now is a time to reach America for Christ, and we must begin by reaching the children and youth, our future generations. For me, hearing this has been such a personal encouragement to me, because for so many years, I have inside have longed to be a missionary overseas serving in Africa, and have often wondered why God never opened and seemed to open that door for full-time ministry over there. But now I see that it is no accident that I'm here in the USA, here in the Midwest, here in Illinois, and even right here in Peoria. This is where God has planted me and prepared me to serve. This is my mission field, the corner of the Lord's harvest field where He has placed me. And it is from here, growing ever outward like a concentric circle, that the Lord wants me to reach my world for Christ with the opportunities that He puts in my path for the gospel. It is a fact that now more missionaries are being sent here to America to evangelize America than the American church is sending out to the rest of the world. We are no longer the missionary senders of the world. We are the missionary receivers of the world because of the great decline of the church in America. This summer, we were privileged, even in CEF, to have a front row seat of what God is doing in our country and what I call missions in reverse. This summer, God sent a missionary to us from Nigeria, and her name is BC, who is here in the States, but not just here in the States anywhere. She is right here living in Peoria, Illinois, to help her two daughters with their education. BC contacted me earlier this spring and shared with me her burden to reach the children in her neighborhood. She said she had been walking around her community, her block, and praying for the children and praying for their salvation. And then she also shared with me that there, as far as she knows, was not even one church near her where she lived who was reaching out to the people in her housing area. Well, we met together, and the Lord quickly put the pieces and formulated the plan, and then we started out with an Easter party club where we had 12 children attending in a public park, and that quickly then turned into a weekly Bible club that BC continued to teach. And then this summer, BC came to our two-week CEF summer missionary training school at our camp at Camp Good News with her daughters, and now BC has served with us for several weeks now teaching five-day clubs to the children all throughout Illinois, and BC is 61 years of age. BC is an outstanding Bible teacher and a gospel evangelist. We are so thankful that God sent her, a missionary from Nigeria, to us right here in Peoria, and this was no accident, to help us to reach our community, our state, our region, and the children in our country for Christ. I would ask that you continue to pray for BC because she wants to continue on working with us and continue on this fall and teaching in our after-school Bible club ministries on a weekly basis. We need to see that not only is the need for the gospel great here in America, but also the opportunity is great for the gospel and is right here where we live all around us. God is sending the world to our doorsteps. Since 2004, every single people group that has a recognized demographic presence by the United Nations now has a recognized demographic presence within the bounds of one country. And what is that one country? It's here, the United States, America. This summer, our largest Friday club that we had, for example, was not in rural America or in a large suburban church or downtown Peoria. Our largest Friday clubs was in a home, an apartment in Bloomington, Illinois, with 45 children from India, and over half of those children were from a Hindu background. It was an amazing opportunity for the gospel, and by the end of the week, the summer missionaries were so excited because they came back and they shared with us that four of these children, these Hindu children, had trusted in Christ and believed in Jesus as the only Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. But you know, Jesus wants us to go even further. Jesus not only wants us to have a vision for the harvest, but he also wants us to have a heart for the harvest, a heart for people. You know, before I listened to this message on that Sunday from Ted Powers, my vision was growing dim and my heart was becoming more program focused than people focused. But this is not what God wants. He wants us to love people and have a heart for people like Jesus does. Matthew 9:36 says that when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. You know, just days after I heard this message and I was thinking about it and I was praying and asking the Lord to increase my vision and jumpstart my heart again to see people and see a world around me that need the gospel, that need Christ, I had an opportunity to transport 9 children to our camp, to Camp Good News from Bloomington. An 11-year-old boy who just happened to sit right behind me in the first seat as I was driving, he began to talk to me, and he was asking me a whole bunch of questions, and it was clear he had never been to camp, not any camp before, and so he was a bit nervous. But as we were talking, I began to get a picture of his background. His dad was not in his life, and he had moved from place to place all throughout his childhood, and he said that almost as soon as we got back from camp, after he got back, in less than a week, that he and his mom and his brother were moving to Indiana and leaving Illinois. And then suddenly, as I was driving to camp, I realized that I wasn't just taking kids to camp, that this 11-year-old boy was there by God's design to go to camp at this time. God wanted him to hear the gospel, to hear and be under the teaching of God's word, and to know that no matter what else happens in his life and his future, that there is a God who loves him, who sent his only son to die on the cross for his sin, who arose again, and who now wants this young boy to be in a right relationship with him through faith alone in his son. I would ask that you would also pray for this boy, that God would continue to work out his will, his plan, and his life, and that he would know Christ. You know, when we begin to catch a vision for the harvest and start having a heart for the harvest, a heart for people, then God wants us still to go even further, to have a passion for the gospel. And this passion then becomes the driving force in our lives. I love what John 4:34 says, and what also the speaker pointed out, that when his disciples were inquiring among themselves why Jesus wasn't all that concerned, seemingly, about missing a meal, that Jesus said this to them. He says, "I have meat, I have food that you know not of, to do the will of him who sent me and to finish the work." You see, all of Jesus' earthly life was consumed. He was passionate about one thing, to do his Father's will. Jesus came, lived, and died, and rose again to do all that his Father wanted him to do from beginning to end. This was Jesus' food, to do his Father's will. And this is what God wants, the same for us. He wants you and I also to be about his Father's business, to do his will, to do as Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, so send I you." This is why we are here and not in heaven yet. And this is what our whole lives are to be all about, the gospel and making Christ known to others who are all around us. You know, Ted Powers closed out his message by reminding us of one very important thing before he ended, that this vision, this heart, this passion for the harvest doesn't come from within, from something that we get from ourselves, but it can only come from God and a life lived in light of the grace of God that he calls the catalyst of the cross. So if we want a renewed vision, an increased heart for people, and a committed passion for the harvest, where do we begin? Well, Jesus tells us in Matthew 9:37-38, it begins by prayer. Jesus said, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth his laborers to his harvest." We need to pray to the Lord of the harvest because, after all, this is his harvest field, not ours. And ask the Lord, to beseech the Lord that he would do what he had promised, that he would send forth his laborers into his harvest field. But as we pray, we need to also remember that we need to be willing to be an answer to our own prayer and be willing that the Lord would send us out into the harvest field that is all around us every day as we walk out our front door. God wants us to pray, He wants us to give, and He wants us to go. And as Jesus said in Mark 16:15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that most certainly includes the future generations too. Thanks again for listening to Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.